This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is one of those weird moments. We were supposed to talk about this and then we haven't. And now we're almost out of time. I found out something recently about one of the cast members of The Slacker Show. That's sort of off-putting.
Well, that could be any of us.
They're missing a chunk of their life and it's something that we have to fix.
That could be any of us.
I know. But it's something specific to the next holiday coming up. Still don't remember? I mean, Aaron, what's the next holiday?
Do you want to wear my wig?
No, I'm not going to wear your stupid...
Then what is it?
But I mean, if it's St. Patrick's Day, do you think there's anything on the planet that you haven't done as it relates to St. Patrick's Day?
Probably not.
Have you slept with a leprechaun? Check! Have you drank green beer?
That's the one thing that I think I have not done, because I can't.
I wonder if Stem Ciders or one of the cider companies.
Or like Holidaily, fantastic gluten-free beer.
Oh, really?
There's actually in the tech center, there's like a little, yeah. So I wonder if I can do that.
Tiak?
Yeah?
Anything you want to say?
No, I'm still waiting. No, I'm not. You're talking about me. I haven't done anything.
We were talking. It was like, what should we do for St. Patty's Day? Do people listen on St. Patty in the afternoon? Will we be talking to humans, or will everybody?
I don't know, because St. Patrick's Day itself is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, so like the parade is Saturday, and everybody's wah, and the drinking will be hardcore on Saturday.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's I've been a part of. St. Patrick's Day.
You've been the DJ at Brothers when they were still downtown.
Yep, and I'd be there all day. It's like a really long... That and opening day are the two like really big. I think that was maybe opening day when you were there.
Yeah, but I was obnoxious and came into the DJ booth. I hate it when that happens. I don't ever want to be that guy. I'm sorry I did that.
Why?
It's just... That's obnoxious, dude. No, it's obnoxious.
Everyone, this is Slacker.
No,
I know him.
No.
He's here.
He's behind the DJ booth.
I do.
And I'm just back there. I'm like, hey, why don't you play Bruno Mars?
I told you I knew him.
Would you play, I don't know, Dropkick Murphys?
I have a whole folder of all that stuff. Yeah, okay. Dropkick Murphys for sure. And then I don't even remember.
St. Patty's folder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's love to look at it.
I coated them green so that when you put them up, the little record is green. So, you know,
that's cute.
Like a couple years ago, I went out with a friend on St. Patrick's Day. It's one of those things. I've gone out and drank on a billion of them. And Irish songs are, as we know, that's either a fiddle or something, just like doing that melody.
Yeah.
That year, this person sings. I found out all those songs have words. And this person knows all of them. It was the weirdest thing. They're just like, oh, I love this one. And you're like, what the? Yeah. What? Who? Do you know the words?
Oh, absolutely.
What?
What? I didn't know it had words.
All of them have words. It's bizarre. And then there's bands that just go from bar to bar.
Mm-hmm.
They're like just marching up the street and then they just walk in and then everyone's like, oh, and then you sing along with them. I'm like, wow, what are,
those are great when you're DJing because then you take a little break. You're like, okay.
Explain to me when you would have learned those words.
I honestly don't know. It's just.
Because if you learned them on St. Patrick's Day, you're drunk. Like, I've never learned anything that day.
I've taken steps backwards every day.
I'm just really curious where, like, us non-Irish people, I got a little Irish in me, but like, how would I know that?
I think it's just because growing up Irish dancing, I like I would go on stage with the elders and dance with them. And I don't know. I would just listen to Irish music more frequently.
Okay.
And well, so I would just learn it.
I'm sorry. This is a dumb question. Are the words, they're not in English, right?
They are.
They are in English. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you grab her and you kiss her and you're like, what the what? And they're all just like fun drinking. You grab your ass and you spin her around and you're, it's just like, what the, I couldn't sing a single word, but I was just like, I watched her start singing and I was like, how are you doing that? Are you making this up? Because it was like watching a white girl freestyle rap because they're all so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They're smoking fast. And then I'm like, oh my God, everybody knows the words. How is this happening?
It seems like you'd want something a little slower as the green beer is flowing. Oh, no. You're like,
I want my feet moving.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so all that being said, Tiak has never, ever in his life, now we know you've never Irish danced, you don't know the words to any of the songs.
Guilty.
You've never put corned beef in your mouth.
No, I haven't. In fact, if you had a plate of it in front of me, I wouldn't know what it was. I don't think I've ever even seen it in my life.
Wow.
You're from Iowa. Dude, corned beef.
Yeah, one more time. What are you saying?
Iowa.
Yes.
Corn.
Okay.
Duh.
Yeah. Beef. Oh, God. We have all those.
You do.
I'm with you.
Why? So.
I don't know.
I wanted to make it my mission for you this year, Aaron and I, to take you out somewhere before the show, after the show, or even during the show on St. Patrick's Day if people are out. But if it's going to be a crap show, I don't want to go. But where would we go to get you shepherd's pie? We used to go to Fado. I mean, Fado just had
it. I used to dance there, and one of my friends, their mom was the fiddle player. Oh, man. It was a ball.
And their shepherd's pie was.
Yeah. I miss Fado's.
You would like shepherd's pie. Do you like mashed potatoes?
I do. Yeah.
It's basically just all the food you didn't eat all week shoved into mashed potatoes and then you bake it in the oven.
Every culture has a version
of
that.
It's like feijoada in Brazil. It's goulash in America.
It's called, the mess in the Midwest. Just throw it all in.
Yeah, it's some sort of casserole. It's like, oh, we didn't use all the ribs. Just cut them off the bone and put them in with the thing.
No, I have not been a big St. Patrick's Day guy. We're not Irish. I don't know if that... But the most I've spent like with St. Patrick's Day, I remember I was like 16 probably... And our assistant basketball coach owned the Irish bar in town. And so he got me and my buddy and he was like, hey, do you guys want to work tonight? I'll pay you. And you just pick up all the bottles, like just do the grunt work stuff.
Nice.
And we're like, sure. Awesome. We'll make some money. Like that'd be great. And then he pulled us aside when we got there and he goes, look, might get crazy tonight. If you boys happen to see some women take their shirts off. Don't tell your mothers. And so now we're like,
yes, let's go!
And it ended up being the most disappointing night of my life because that didn't happen. Yeah.
Here's what
maybe this year?
Okay.
Anyone?
So here's text what in. I want to do. Please text, where do we get corned beef and cabbage? Can we get it before St. Patrick's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we have to wait till Monday?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Where?
Corned beef and cabbage, shepherd's pie. Text right now, 303-222-5423. And then... If you want, if they say Saturday, then we'll meet downtown, have corned beef. We'll make our Bead Me signs.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, BJ and Jamie, they're in the parade.
Yeah, they're in the parade. And we'll get some stuff. We'll get some beads. And then with those beads, you go up to girls and you say.
Okay, yeah, full circle.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.